From the Chattahoochee Tech Studios, welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast. Today is Saturday, November 27th, and happy 66th birthday to Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cherokee County nonprofits are participating in GA Gives on Giving Tuesday. A Woodstock soap maker will appear on an artisan competition show. Holiday lights at Veterans Park are now open through December to support local charities. Communities remembered an Ackworth couple killed in their home. The Mill on Etowah's two-day holiday event continues today. And finally, the Cherokee boys basketball team won the Raider Classic.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Georgian nonprofits, including several Cherokee County organizations, are uniting in an annual statewide fundraising effort Tuesday. GA Gives, the Georgia Center for Nonprofits giving campaign on Giving Tuesday, has already begun. Giving is now open for this year's campaign, which reaches its pinnacle on November 30th, Giving Tuesday, as part of the International Day of Giving that takes place each year on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Despite pandemic conditions, last year more than 1,200 nonprofits across the state received funds through official giving portal at gagives.org, with more than $24 million raised overall from 260,546 individual donations, 94% more donations than the previous year. As the 2021 season of giving begins, Georgians are being asked to renew their commitment to generosity for nonprofits that have done so much for their communities, especially over these past 2 years.
Get ready to get crafty.
3, 2, 1, hands up!
I'm Chrissy Metz, and this is Meet Your Maker Showdown.
A Woodstock soap maker is set to appear on the Discovery Plus original Meet Your Maker Showdown, which premieres today. Baz Morris, owner of Dirty Unicorn in downtown Woodstock, will appear in the first episode of the 6-episode series, along with other artisans who are looking to win $10,000 and bragging rights. The competitors' creations will need to impress the judging panel, consisting of singer, songwriter, and actress and crafter Leanne Rimes, craft expert judge Mark Montano, and a rotating weekly guest judge, according to the press release. This Is Us star and crafting enthusiast Chrissy Metz will host the show. In the first episode, Chrissy Metz will task 4 soap makers with creating bars featuring outer space and national park themes. The contestants are Kenny Leff from Michigan, Roxanne Moore from Washington, Baz Morris from Canton, and Robin French Smith from Texas. The winner will receive $10,000 and the title of Soap Maker Champion. Cherokee Veterans Park on Highway 20 is aglow again in the celebration of the holiday season. Holiday lights at Veterans Park began Sunday and will run through December 31st. The drive-through event stretches across 2 miles of the park, displaying numerous lights and holiday displays. Tickets are $20 per car, while a season pass is available for $50 and can be purchased at the ticket booth. The event is open 7 days a week, starting at 6 p.m. at Cherokee Veterans Park, and supports local charities in the county.
For
Friends, family, firefighters, and members of local law enforcement agencies said their final goodbyes to Justin and Amber Hicks Tuesday at His Hands Church in Woodstock. The couple was found by Cobb County Police Thursday morning dead from gunshot wounds in their Ackworth home. Justin Hicks was a Cherokee County firefighter. Their 2-year-old son was found unharmed and is now with family members. Hundreds nearly filled the His Hands Worship Center Tuesday with a long, winding line of those wishing to pay their final respects, running through the auditorium throughout the late morning into the afternoon. While hundreds of people made their way from the church to the couple's final resting place at Rolling Hills Memory Gardens, a smaller group of about 30 waited along Highway 92 near the cemetery to pay their respects. The funeral's processions extensive line of emergency vehicles showed solidarity among local fire departments. The Cherokee and Woodstock fire departments were joined by Dawson County, Alpharetta, Roswell, Smyrna, and elsewhere. The Holly Springs Planning Commission is set to hear a request for a hybrid school. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with that story.
The Holly Springs Planning Commission will hold a public hearing on December 9th relating to a request for a conditional use permit for a hybrid homeschool academy along Holly Springs Parkway. Holly Springs City Manager Rob Logan said Compass Prep, a hybrid academy that includes homeschool and on-site learning opportunities for its students, has moved its on-site operations to Holly Springs Baptist Church. He added that the city requires a conditional use permit for schools. The Holly Springs City Council will discuss the request in January. For more information on this story, visit TribuneLedgerNews.com. I'm J.P. Edwards for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The Mill at Etowah continues to be a holiday destination today for those looking to have some family fun and get started on that holiday shopping. The festivities kicked off yesterday at the Mill on Etowah with a visit from Santa and Mrs. Claus. The pair will be at the Mill again today from 5 to 9 p.m. to take pictures with the kids. Last night, the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who made an appearance to visit with families and take pictures, which led into a showing of The Grinch. Pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus will be free. Families will take their own pictures and are invited to wear pajamas. Cherokee took down Marist 89-68 on Tuesday night to take home the Raider Classic Trophy. The Warriors received excellent performances from Cam Pope and Taden Owens as they rode a strong fourth quarter to victory. Cam Pope scored a game-high 32 points, followed by Taden Owens, who won Player of the Game with 29. Cam Pope caught fire from deep in the second half as he made 6 of his 7 three-pointers after the break. Taden Owens took control late with 8 points in the fourth quarter and some timely steals to keep Marist from clawing back in the game. Cherokee held a comfortable lead for a large portion of the night, however it blew the game open in the fourth quarter, outscoring Marist 25-15. The Warriors seized momentum down the stretch behind the 2-star performers and some stifling defense. Marist struggled to find the basket in the final few minutes, which provided Cherokee with plenty of opportunities to push the pace and find open shots. On the girls' side, Cherokee finished the Raider Classic as the runner-up after falling 61-44 in the championship game. Tony Warren scored a game-high 15 points and provided a strong number one option on the offensive end when Cherokee struggled to find points. Camaria River scored 13, 11 which came in the second half. Both the girls and the boys are back in action today as they host Creekview for a county rivalry game.
Be creative. Innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.